Welcome to episode 2 of Anime and Us Solo. I'm TJ, and this is the review show that reviews anime-related shows one episode at a time. So, as you can tell, this is the second week in a row for this type of thing. So, before I get into episode 2 of Ruby, I got some production notes? I don't remember what it's called. So, I did find episode 34, but it's on Sean's computer, and he hasn't emailed me it yet, so you're stuck with me again this week. Blame him if you don't like that. So, yep, it's his fault. But definitely next week we'll have episode 34 posted, so there's that. Also, I wanted to mention my release schedule for the show. I release Anime and Us every Friday, usually between 2 and 3 in the morning, Friday morning. But sometimes it's fresh, and sometimes anytime Friday, essentially. And occasionally there'll be a Saturday. But that's usually when it's released. If there'll be mitigating circumstances if it's not. And I'll find a way to let you guys know if it's ever delayed. It shouldn't be delayed at all. And if it is, you'll probably just get another one of these episodes. So there's that. As for the release of episode 34, which will happen next week, without a doubt, you shouldn't have another episode of Solo like this for about 30-something weeks, as we're that far ahead in our recording schedule. So, yeah, this should be the last one of these that you see for a while, unless, like I said, it's mitigating circumstances come up and force me to record this like this happened for the last 2 weeks. On to Ruby, episode 2. I actually did episode 2 and 3 together because, one, they're 6-minute episodes apiece, and they're a two-parter. So, episode 2 and 3 is called The Shining Beacon, part 1 and part 2. First thing I want to note is, last episode, I mentioned how the outro of episode 1 felt like an intro, and sure enough, it became the intro in the next 2 episodes, so that's kind of neat how they introduced the introduction music video thing, whatever that's called, where they put in the front of the thing, in front of the TV shows and stuff like that. I like how they introduce it at the end of the first episode and then make it the first thing you see in the rest of the episodes. That's kind of clever and neat. Shining Beacon Part 1 opens on it with Ruby and Yang arriving at Beacon on an airship with a bunch of shadows, because that's what all the people who don't get drawn are. They're just shadows, like I mentioned before in the last episode. They also Sean is with them, because as we find out, his name is not Vomit Boy, it's Jean Arc. So we also, these two episodes are just there to build up characters of Ruby and their personalities of Yang, Ruby, and the other characters, which we'll get to. Ruby is really, like, into weapons, and she's kind of a dork. She says so herself in there. She even named her Sniper Rifle Scythe, Crescent Rose, which, okay. But, yeah, so they arrive at Beacon Academy, and Ruby's also very socially awkward and worried about making friends and stuff, so she was like, Yang's trying to push her to, you know, make friends and be more social. But Ruby is like, why would I have you? And then Yang just takes off with her shadow friends, which is pretty funny. The show, actually, the characters themselves are overall pretty funny so far. It's only been 3 episodes, but I'm really enjoying the comedy in it. Also, Yang's voice actor, I hope it gets better, but it's a little annoying at times. I don't know if it's get used to it, but it goes in and out of different tones and I don't know what the word I'm looking for is. Different kind. It sounds like 3 different people are voicing her at points, and sometimes it gets really annoying. Anyway, back to Ruby. After Yang abandons her, she bumps into Weiss Schnee, the ice princess from the intros. She's got a lot of suitcases, and Ruby trips over one, and dust comes out of it, like bottles of the magic dust that is in this show, and a fire one comes loose, and Ruby breathes it in and sneezes, and it explodes. They say she exploded, so I'm going with exploded. So her and Weiss explode. It's just played up for comedy. It's not that big of a deal. But Weiss is an heiress of the dust company or something like that, so she's rich and annoyed at Ruby and is very snobby. And we also get introduced to Blake in this part too, when she comes to Ruby's defense, I guess, and says, it pretty much introduces who Weiss is, and then says how her father's company is, like, bad corporation, essentially, because I guess Blake's a freedom fighter, from what I gathered so far, between the intro and the, this episode. But whatever the case, after Weiss yells at Ruby for a little bit, she walks away, storms off, I should say, and then Ruby goes to turn to Blake, and Blake just wanders off after all that, leaving her alone. So Ruby's having a pretty bad day at this point, and then Jean comes along and helps her up, and the two go for a walk and get lost, essentially. Yeah, I mean, they talk for a little bit during the walk. Ruby shows Jean her weapon, and Jean shows her his sword, and he's just got a basic sword and a shield, but his shield's pretty cool, because it transforms from a shield to a sheath, and I thought that was pretty neat. And that's it for that episode. It was just character development, essentially. And we go into part two, which really doesn't have a lot to it. It's funny, still, because it's just the characters interrupted, but they go to, like, an introduction assembly where Professor Osmond makes an announcement, scary announcement, honestly. How you come here to learn, and it's not enough. And then the good witch lady says, go to somewhere. And and then it cuts to them, all the kids sleeping in the same room. So it's just like this giant slumber party. And the rest of the episode takes place there as they just continue interactive. Yang's still trying to get Ruby to make friends, even though she kind of made friends with John, but made an enemy of Weiss, so she's not doing so well. They mentioned that in the episode. And then they talk to Blake in here, and she's reading a book. And it's just a bunch of chit-chat back and forth. There's really not a lot to these two episodes. It's really just the interactions. And it's pretty funny, and I liked it. And but it's not really something I can get into as for, like, a review. It's like, they just talk. It's a bunch of info dump. Pretty much. It's exposition, exposition, exposition. Look at this personality, look at this personality. They show four characters. This girl in, like, this armor and red hair. And then these three guys in the slumber party who are just in there. Everyone's in their pajamas and their boxer shorts and stuff in the slumber party. I mean, I guess they're all going to sleep. But I just thought of it because the guys were just in their boxer shorts with no shirts on. And, yeah, so those are the four character models that were introduced there. It was pretty decent. I'm struggling for coming up with anything else, honestly. I liked it, but again, there were 6-minute episodes. Gave me 12 minutes of pretty much exposition and character development, which I like, but it's really hard to judge this show so far, because I think overall it hasn't even been a half hour worth of content. So it's like, okay, I don't know what to do with this. It's, you gotta just kind of keep watching to find out if you're into it or not. Like I said, I like it personally, so I'm interested in continuing on, but, like I said, it's gonna be a long time before we get another one of these episodes, so I'll be interested to come back to this eventually. Maybe I'll do some of these on the side, I should say, and just release them at some other point during the week. I don't know. But yeah, that was Ruby episode 2 and 3. I don't think I have anything else to say. This is going to be a short week because I'm literally doing this episode the night of, like, the right before I'm posting it up here, and I gotta edit it and then post it because I don't have episode 34. Which I promise will be back next week. And yeah, alright. I mean, that's only 11 minutes. I probably cut down to about 9. This is probably the shortest episode I ever did, but it's just short episodes. There's not a lot to review in them. So that's that. Alright, peoples. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you later. Bye.